As a runner, I push myself. Good enough has never cut it with me. I always want to improve my performance. So when I realized that my house was using more energy than it should, I wanted to improve how it performed too. Thankfully, Avista helped me out. They offer energy efficiency rebates on insulation, high efficiency water heaters, even smart thermostats. Now my home runs just like me, in peak condition. Check out Avista's rebates for yourself. Go to avistautilities.com for more information.
It's time for House to Home on your radio. House to Home, where you'll hear from local people who turn houses into homes across the Inland Northwest, and how you can too. House to Home is brought to you in part by your friends at Rada Paint and Avista. Here's your host, Clyde Hawsey.
And welcome aboard, folks. Hey, are we having a great day or are we not? You know, there's one special thing, and I must tell you, this is a recording, but I still have to say happy birthday, Kent. You know, just another day older, and it's really starting to show now a little bit, isn't it, Kent? You know, well, we all have to move on with that. Well, you know, here on House to Home, we have a lot of fun, and we are actually dealing with your home, and dealing with us today is going to be, as we begin our process, we're going to have two guests on today, is Tammy Mason with Homes For You. Welcome aboard, Tammy.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
You know, as usual, you've been a great supporter of House to Home, and we've really enjoyed over the years, and Tammy's in the real estate business, right?
You betcha.
You know, and I bet right now, yeah, there's a certain kind of a market that's been in play for a few months, I assume?
Yep. It's been pretty busy, and it's been awesome.
And what kind of a market do we have?
We've got a seller's market pretty much right now.
Okay. And what does a seller's market really mean?
It means that lots of times you put it on and it goes real quick. Not always, mind you. You can't guarantee.
Right?
And we've had a lot of situations with multiple offers. And so we've had quite a bit of that too. But you know, I mean, it will go up and down yet seasonally and whatnot, but it's been good.
You know, on House to Home, we always try to educate people of how to market their home or to try to make their home or improve it or just maintain what they've got. And that's one of the big issues that I'm after right here today, Tammy. And I was wanting to talk to you about this is that, you know, this is a word that everybody has used as curb appeal. But as a landscape architect, I'm very impressed with how some homes look good and they present themselves well. Okay, you're the person that's going to have to explain to that homeowner that you or buyer that you have with you, what's really going on here, you know? In some cases, do you have to explain why they didn't mow the lawn?
It's kind of sad when you have to do that, but yeah, you do sometimes. It's like, you know what?
but that's all part of curb appeal, right?
It is part of curb appeal. It's an important part of curb appeal.
You bet. Well, those are the things. And so what else is going to happen on, again, driving up to the front of the home on the street level, I even say, what, clean out even the weeds that are in front of the curb, right? Begin
you
at
bet.
The curb and work back?
Yeah, absolutely. It's so much different this time of year because it's bright, it's beautiful, we have longer daylight.
Yes.
You know, different times of year it makes a difference. This now it's light out most any time someone's going to go, unless they're going at 10 p.m. And so when you pull up, you better from the curb right on up to the front door, including the front door and the windows.
Okay.
Have it looking spiffy, have it looking sharp, have it looking bright, having it looking clean, trimmed up, colorful.
Well, now, one of the things I know with inside the home that when you're marketing your home, you don't want to have a lot of personal items. So what about some color out in the front? How important is that?
I like that. I think it's eye-catching. And you don't need, you know, you can get some homes, they can go almost too far and it scares
right.
people. You can scare
too
buyers going, oh my gosh, how do we take care of this? But to have some color, to have some flowers, to have some bushes, to have stuff trimmed up, the color pops. It just pops out the front of the house.
I mean,
it gives it more of a dimension. It gives it a much sharper look.
Well, let's talk about a green lawn. Do we need to have that green lawn as well as being cut? How important are these things is what I'm trying to bring about.
I think the main thing about it is when the buyers pull up, when I pull up with them and they're getting out of the car, one of the first things they're going to step on or see is the lawn. You know, sometimes you can't help it. You may be looking at bank-owned property. But for a regular seller-owned property, green lawn is important from the standpoint it shows that you care for the house. And they not only want to know that you care for the house, but that you care for the yard.
Well, here comes one question that I have always run across as a landscape architect visiting different homes. And one of them is going to be is that on the South Hill, and especially the South Hill, we find that there's some older maple trees, beautiful for the shade as you drive down. But the sidewalk is beginning to show that. show that, the wear and the tear, by the lifting up of that.
Yeah.
Do you have to explain really what is taking place and where your liability takes place on this?
Lots of times with situations like that, you explain to the buyer that, for number one, if you're going to go up in the South Hill in a lot of those areas, that's going to be a common factor.
It's
not going to be just
thing.
With this one right. property. And so most of them quite soon will pick on to the fact that that's something we've seen at this one and this one and this one.
Right, exactly.
And it's not something, they realize that it's not something the seller can just twinkle their nose and get fixed.
No.
So.
Well, and part of the issues are is that I do know that the city controls the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
The city says if the sidewalk lifts, it becomes your problem and it's your expense. So I'm trying to say on House to Home, we're trying to educate you, buyer beware of those little issues that'll be taking place. And that is so important that we do understand that. Am I right?
Yep, absolutely.
Watering, irrigation, are you recommending that people, do you try to understand that a sprinkler system is real important and to maintain it? Because, again, I'm always at this, the renewable resource, and that's my point that I'm trying to go after with
sure.
the watering.
Sprinkler systems are, they're attractive to buyers. Will a house,
good.
You know, it depends on some homes. Will they not buy the house because of no sprinkler system? It depends on the buyer, but it's funny how many of my buyers, because lots of times, the nice thing about landscaping nowadays, it's not as obvious.
Yes.
A lot of your sprinkler systems are now down in the ground, so they pop up. So lots of times when I'm walking up to the house or when we're in the house looking out in the backyard, they're like, is there a sprinkler system? Because you don't see the head sticking up as much anymore. Buyers like to have the sprinkler system. They don't want to draw hoses around either. You know, I mean, so it is
exactly.
nice.
Exactly.
On the other hand, lots of times, you know, it may not have one. It may not have had one for the last 100 years.
Right, exactly.
But it is something I'm frequently looking up for them to find out if you can't see the heads.
Well, you know, one of the things that I see happening this year that I haven't seen for a while is that we have, when people like to walk across the lawn, in fact, I had the lady say, I'd love to walk across barefooted. Yeah. And she says, but I can't because there are little humps in the lawn. And I said, you know what's going on? There is night crawlers. And you know how come? This is a year that the moisture is up. And so everybody is just kind of feeling that on their feet. But my point that I'm trying to say is that you have to take it a season by season, but also a time when you're marketing your home, you're selling your home. Folks, a green lawn for the kids to come out and play if you have a family home, that's number one.
Absolutely.
And to show a little bit of maintenance, and I think that is so important. You tapped on something. We're going to be taking a break here in less than a minute, and we're going to be talking to Vicki from Lima Nursery Greenhouses, and we're going to talk about some color, and that's so important. So any other quick tips that we could share at this time before we break and
mainly
go into color?
Mainly, again, look, what I tell people is step back from your house, pretend you don't own it, and drive up to it like you were going to buy it. Take a look at it. Does it look sharp? Does it pop out? Or does it need some color? Does it need some cleaning? Are the windows dirty? This kind of sunlight, you don't want dirty windows. Front door needs to be clean and spiffy because when you walk up to it, they stand there waiting while I open the door.
Well, very good. Tammy Mason, she's, again, Homes for You, and how do we make contact with you?
Phone number is 509-922-7807. The website is www.homesforyouspokane.com. And I'm readily available.
Thank you, Tammy. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back with some color.
You're listening to SpokaneTalksOnline.com, Spokane and North Idaho's business and community talk station.
Maybe you've noticed a new microchip on your debit card or your credit card. It's all about security. Credit and debit cards with chips in them do better at protecting your private information than traditional cards. The chip generates a one-time code for each transaction. That unique code lets the merchant make the sale, but the thieves can't use it to make fake cards. The chip cards are standard overseas, and now the U.S. is adopting the new technology. To learn more, go to stcumoney.org.
When it comes to adding long-lasting color to your world, let Rada Paint give you a hand. It'll be a snap with Rada Paint's quality coatings, vast color choices, and plenty of painting supplies. Visit your local Spokane Rada Paint stores today. Or go online to RadaPaint.com. That's RadaPaint.com.
Rada Paint. Finish right.
A special thank you to our friends at Tom Sawyer Country Coffee, the official coffee supplier here at Spokane Talks Online.
As a runner, I push myself. Good enough has never cut it with me. I always want to improve my performance. So when I realized that my house was using more energy than it should, I wanted to improve how it performed too. Thankfully, Avista helped me out. They offer energy efficiency rebates on insulation, high efficiency water heaters, even smart thermostats. Now my home runs just like me, in peak condition. Check out Avista's rebates for yourself. Go to avistautilities.com for more information.
The economy is getting stronger, banks are lending again, and interest rates are at historic lows. Now is a great time to buy your dream home. The caring and knowledgeable professionals at Homes for You have been helping people just like you for over 20 years. They take the time to listen to what you want and will help you find just the right home in Washington or Idaho. Real estate is what we do at Homes for You, 928-5782, or visit online at homes4uspokane.com.
And welcome again, folks. Thank you for coming back. Vicki from Vicki's Gardens is here to join us today. We were just talking to Tammy about color, color, color. And so she kind of led you into this one, Vicki.
Yes,
but welcome
she did.
Aboard.
Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon.
You know what? We were talking about one thing is that just for during the break is that it's been a hot season so far
it
this year.
It has been. We just
How are the flowers doing?
They're struggling in
They're
some
struggling.
Cases, but as long as we keep the water on them, today was a wonderful start to a
it
morning
was.
And everything looked better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it was a wonderful day because we did have a break in the hot
yes.
weather. But let us understand that even that affects some full sun plants. I mean, hot weather is great to a point, right?
Yes, yes. We can. It's just like a human being. You can only take so much.
Right. And up in the 90s and a day after day after day of it does take the wear and tear on the plants, right?
Definitely, definitely.
Okay. Let's just talk about if I've planted some of the flowers. I mean, who doesn't have a planter box?
Everybody should.
Oh, before I forget it, folks, Vicki has now three different type of operations?
Yes. Yes.
And so I'm trying to cover the whole audience out there. Tell us what each one of
so
them are.
So we have a wholesale greenhouses, and that's Lima Greenhouses. And that has been a family-owned and operated business since my grandfather had it in 1947. It's
wow.
changed hands to my mother and father-in-law in 74. And my husband and I bought it from them about 4 years ago. And we just have two brand-new grandbabies. So we're working on the fifth generation coming
Wonderful.
Up. Our children all work there, and they're between the ages of 30 and 22. So that's the next generation.
Well, great.
Family-owned and operated. And then we have Vicki's Garden and Gift Center, which was kind of my creation. I love to talk. I love my flowers.
Folks, and so she
I
can talk about
better
anything.
Share that.
I love it. I love it.
We just started another business, and it's a little bit different. It's been a business that is now legal in Washington, and it's a side business, and so that just got going.
Well, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, you are staying busy is what you're
yes,
saying.
Yes, I'm always busy.
Well,
yeah.
And the Lima family has been heavily involved in the Spokane area, as she was saying, for years and years
yes.
and years, and a well-respected name.
Thank
okay,
you.
With that out of our way, I want to say this, that your garden centers are just marvelous. And where is your retail shop at?
My retail is on the west end of town, just down from Brown's Edition.
Right.
It's at 2100 South Inland Empire Way, and it's Vicki's Garden and Gift Center. And we've had it open for about the last three, almost 4 years now.
Right.
And it's been fun.
It's
love it.
It's a great one. It's a
love
great
it.
One. With that being said, okay, folks, because I did just jump around, but I wanted to come back to what we were talking about.
Yes.
But you can understand some of the comments I'm going to say is that Vicki has the knowledge, and that's what's real important here. So the hot weather has been going on, and again, even watering the time of the year or the time of the day that we want to water, is there an important one better than
it
the others?
It is. It's always best to water in the morning, first thing in the morning. You don't want your plants to go to bed at night with wet feet.
Okay.
I guess that's just the best way to say it.
Sure.
You want to do it
sure.
in the morning, do it right after work, but give them a chance to dry down so that you don't have the slugs coming into the garden, any pests or you've talked
sure.
about worms earlier.
Right.
And so we just kind of want to keep the ground dry through the evening, water again in the morning, allow it to dry down.
Should we saturate these containers?
In the morning, if we've got warm weather, soak them. Soak them so that they're dripping.
It's just running through.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Always give them
now,
a good shot.
Now, one of the biggest things I always see is when we had a retail shop ourselves, it was that these beautiful hanging fuchsias, which are just gorgeous.
Yes.
But they're always, no, I shouldn't say always. Sometimes they're hung in the wrong spot, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They love their shade. They can take that morning sunlight, but they love
right.
their shade to thrive. And then fuchsias also, once the flower drops off, it gets a little cherry behind
yes.
it. You want to take that cherry off, that'll help it keep blooming. So anywhere there's a little cherry bomb, pull those off. It thinks it's going to seed. You drop those. It thinks it needs to bloom again. You'll get lots of fabulous color.
Oh, marvelous. Yeah. Oh, great. Okay, well, so there's a quick tip on those
there
beautiful fuchsias. Okay, so let's talk about the petunias. I know that there used to be an old word of saying thrip that used to come into petunias.
Yes. Does petunias, that geraniums, dahlias, they'll all get it.
Okay.
They call them no-see-ums or thrip.
Yes.
They look like a little sliver that crawls. And they'll just go into the bud of your plant, and your plant won't bloom. I'm wondering why my plant's not blooming.
Right.
Get a spray, 7 or something, ortho, anything that is for thrip. Spray it on there. Within a week, you'll see that your blooms will start coming on.
Well, let me ask this question. Can I do some preventative maintenance by doing that?
Or you certainly can. You
could
do it ahead of time. A lot of times you won't get it, but you should do preventative maintenance at any time, not only with your pesticides, but with your fertilizers. We promote Osmocote or Apex. It's a time-release fertilizer.
Yep.
This time of year, it's so hot, you're watering your plants every day. That fertilizer's going through the plant, and now it needs more food. If you put a time-release fertilizer on it, you can water it every day, and it's still going to continue to feed throughout the summer.
Well, that's one of the things, and I usually use this illustration. Fertilizer, especially in the plant material, is like a tea bag.
It is.
You can only drench it in
that's
so many times,
exactly,
and pretty soon there's no more tea left, and
yes,
that's the same with
unless
fertilizer.
Unless you're like my father and you think that bag is good forever.
Well, let's not get personal now. Okay. With that being said, is there some planning we should start looking forward to for fall and even now, because we're just into summer, shall we say?
Just into summer, you've got graduations and pool
parties
and
yes,
lots of things. You want those big baskets, the instant color, the great big, you know, 20-gallon containers.
And I can buy them, though, can't
I? Definitely. Come down to Vicki's Garden Center.
Okay.
So definitely, you want that instant gratification for those parties and things. Then once the summer starts to fade a little bit and we're getting cooler, your geraniums are going to come on wonderful. But then start thinking about the fall mums for the front porches. And there's fabulous colors, the burgundies, the reds, the oranges. So you're moving out of your pinks and purples and reds and bright colors and going into that fall, matching the leaves in the autumn weather. And so it's a little early for that, but you do got to start thinking
ahead. Planning ahead is
we just got our mums in the greenhouse. We're sticking them
today.
Just today.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're planning ahead, and that was my main objective here. So let's talk about we were talking about late summer color within your own garden. Are there any items that we can continue to plant to add to that color coming up here in August?
There's still vegetables that you can be planting at this time, but as far as color, yes, you can put your petunias in, your geraniums are still coming on. A lot of people don't get started till the kids get out of school. Now
it's
they
true.
Take that same time, and so now's the prime time. We've got lots of great specials going on in the garden center, but you know, gallon perennials, now's the prime time to get them established before the winter. So a lot of those things, the roses, I've got beautiful roses coming on that are just starting to bloom.
I fouled up. I was supposed to have you bring in a rose bush for my wife.
Oh, darn it.
You
know where I am.
I know where you're located at. And where are you located out in?
2100 South Inland Empire Way. It's just on the west end of town, down from Brown's Addition. Instead of going up Sunset Hill, you go down the hill.
Okay.
And you'll find us.
You can also, I bet you find you on the website, too.
Yes. At, what is my website?
Well, let's look on the card here and let's put it together.
We are at vickysgardencenter@gmail.com is my email address. And I think it's vickysgardenandgiftcenter.com.
Okay. She's a very busy lady, and I'll tell you, and you know, she gave you her personal email, so again, you can send her a question or two. She has that information for you, and I assume it's like anything else. Your staff is so qualified to help out.
Wonderful people.
What are some of the plants that people already are looking for this year that, you know, every year things kind of change, and right now I see a lot of verbenas are being used.
Yes. My two number one selling items in the garden center this year have been Bacopa and the lime Ipomea. And
are these?
They're the trailing items. You know, that lime that you see trailing out of baskets and planters. Everybody loves it. That pop of color. I have a phantom petunia that's black that people seem to love. But I have two-tone dahlias that are yellow and red in the same blossom, or a light pink with a yellow background. Oh, there are so many colors out there. When I walk into my garden center, it is so beautiful. I just want to stay there.
Well, you know, you can go out and just visit, right?
I can just visit, but they pull me back into the other business all the time.
But if I was interested in seeing some of these different things, I mean, I've been in this business for 40 years. You just popped off some names I'd never heard of before. And my point being is that if I wanted to come out and take a look at, you have some illustrations of some of this stuff?
Oh, I have illustrations. I have the actual plants themselves. The black-eyed Susan, the Thunbergia, is huge now. There's white There's the orange with the black center, and we just got a new one in that's a fire, and it's kind of an orange and red, and that one is flying out of my greenhouse. So
you can understand Vicki gets pretty excited about her with her product. So again, you need to go out there and find these out, because I'm looking at and saying, I know when I bring my wife out there, it's always, well, we're going to have to get this done for next year. And so you will actually start some baskets for people for next year?
Oh, yes. And we do specialized planting. So people will bring in their containers and tell us a theme, a color. They'll even bring in their porch cushions that go to their patio set to match their baskets and planters, and we're always happy to do it. It's a challenge. It's fun. It's fun. You know, when we spoke about curb appeal, now's that time, I think, what they call it, aesthetic charm, as you come up to a house.
Yes.
And, you know, you want that visual of, I could come home to this. And small things like the window boxes, the baskets, the planters, those are so key to that curb appeal.
Very much
and
so, Vicki.
I love people driving by my house and say, I love your yard.
Yes.
And it's just the best feeling in the world. And so.
Yeah, and a lot of this stuff does not require a lot of maintenance
exactly.
either.
Exactly.
But it takes a little bit of time to plan ahead. Is that the issue that I'm
it
trying to say?
It can be. My front yard is all perennials because I don't have a time for a lot. So when it comes time to actually put the annuals in there, I get some big baskets that have a lot of color, pop my hangers off, drop them in a pot, and ta-da, I'm done.
She cheated, but you know what? I do the same thing. you know, it used to be we'd pot up our own, but otherwise just buy them and just set them off. Could let somebody else put it together, and that is so important.
Yeah.
Perennials, any particular issues that we want to deal with? We only got about a minute or two to talk about
that.
You
know, perennials, I love perennials. They'll bloom once, usually a season. But if you go out into your lawn, cut back the dead blooms. Again, that's the seed pod. Cut it back. You can get a flush of a second color. My delphinium will rebloom. My tritoma will rebloom. My lupin will rebloom. Those things that you think you only get once. Take off those seed pods, try it again. You'll get another flush of color in your yard. Look fantastic.
Well, again, let alone having color out in your own setting that you have at your greenhouse or at your garden shop, you also have great information that we all seem to have to have a need for, including myself. And if I don't have time to come out there, I could also just give you a call.
Sure. Give us a call in the garden center.
Again, which one can we – just look on your card. Where can I give you a call at, Vicki?
My garden center phone number is 509, and it's 202-9272. And Skylar is my manager out there, and he is so knowledgeable. He's fantastic. So give him a call. If he's not there, if I'm there, I'd be happy to help you.
So let's just quick go over this again, and let's be talking about one thing. To sustain the color that they've spent money to get planted this spring – what kind of fertilization should we be doing now? How often? And for diseases,
so
bugs?
You want to be pruning off all of your dead blossoms.
Good.
Keep them refurbished.
Prune them.
Get the seed out of there. You want to get your Osmocote, your Apex, even the Miracle-Gro fertilizer is fine. But you want something that's long-term. And then you want to start be thinking ahead. You know, what am I going to do after all of this is done? The weather's too hot. My plants are starting to go. Let's start thinking about fall mums. Cabbage and kale, the ornamental cabbage and kale, the asters, and get some new fresh color out there.
Okay. And mums are marvelous because they're going to stay all the way through up until even after the first and second frost, right?
Exactly. And they're usually a biennial. You may have them for 1, 2, 3 years. Then they'll go away and you replace them with a new one.
Now, if I wanted to, and here I'm going to the same idea. Let's say we're going to be planning a wedding for someone within the family for next year. You can actually begin to start laying these out now and the ideas and come and
definitely.
See you and talk. Is that
we
correct?
We always take special requests in the garden center. If it's something I can get for next year, I'd be happy to do it. We go to pack trials.
Just don't wait for
California.
The last minute.
Yeah, exactly. You know, let me know ahead of time. But we go to pack trials and we see all the new and different items that are coming out on the wholesale side. And I can bring that into my retail and be the first one out of the box with something new and different.
And when they bring it home, they'll have, again, the same thing. And then everybody can enjoy it at that particular point. Watering issues, again, we're going to be watering early in the morning, lightly, and again, just use the garden hose, but don't use a nozzle.
No, you want to use a sprinkler head that gives it a nice spray. Try to water underneath the foliage. If you get that water on your blossoms during the day, it might fry the blooms with that heat. So try to water at the lower level.
Water it down low. Don't just dump it on the top is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Well, Vicki, you know, as usual, you always come with such great ideas. Is there any secrets for something new for next spring coming out in colors that you could share with us, or are you able to?
Not quite yet. We're getting ready to go to those pack trials and see what's new and different. But, you know, there's a few items that I had this year, like those two-tone dahlias and that Thunbergia that's a new one.
Yes.
And there's a lot of great colors. So they'll come to me. They'll tell me what's new. I'll put it in my garden center, and you just got to come and see.
Well, Vicki is one of these people you just cannot pass up. You have to go see her at her grounds again. One more time, location?
Vicky's Garden and Gift Center at 2100 South Inland Empire Way
and
on the west end of town.
And bring all your questions and see Vicky and all of her staff, and they will answer everything for you. Boy, was that too much?
No, not at all. I can keep going.
There you go. Thank you, Vicky. We're going to be bringing you back as we go into the season and we look into next year. So for now, thank you. Bring color. Color, as Tammy was saying, to the home. And you're the one that's going to bring the color to us.
You got it.
So with that in mind, we appreciate it. And we'll see you next time on House to Home.
Thank you.
House to Home with Clyde Haas is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask Clyde a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. House to Home is brought to you each week by Avista and Rada Paint. You can turn your house into a home. We're here to help. Thanks for listening to Spokane Talks Online.
When it comes to adding long-lasting color to your world, let Rada Paint give you a hand. It'll be a snap with Rada Paint's quality coatings, vast color choices, and plenty of painting supplies. Visit your local Spokane Rada Paint stores today or go online to RadaPaint.com. That's RadaPaint.com.
Rada Paint. Finish right.